couple days, big moves at defensive tackle, added a lot of guys. There's a guy who's going to be lining up next to them. What do you think of what they've gone out and done these last couple days?
Oh, it's a big addition. You know, definitely guys are going to come in and help and compete and push for, you know, starting roles and be able to make big contributions. And I'm excited about it. You know, we added Harvey, and I mean, he's going to come in and he's going to compete. And we added Ty Warren and Bunkley, and I'm excited about all of them. So, you know, we can't help but get better.
It's nice to see a bunch of new big run-stopping type of bodies.
Yeah, they're definitely good, but, you know, that doesn't take anything away from the guys that we already had. You know, Rickerson's been doing good, Leonard's been doing good, and Jarman's been doing good. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of competition at a lot of different places, and that's what makes a great team, when you can build depth and, you know, have competition. And, you know, that's what we think we got and trying to get.
Have you been glad this week that they actually taped the names on the helmets so you know who your position mates are out there? I mean, there's been some six new ones in the week.
Well, I kind of know most of the older guys. It's the rookies that I try to figure out. I just call them by number. I don't know most of their names, so I just call them by number.
We saw in that two-minute drill, the defense, you guys had you, Vaughn, and Elvis were all rushing at the same time. What do you like about that package? Is that looking those two guys on either side of you must be?
Oh, yeah, it's self-explanatory. I mean, Elvis, you know, a sack leader 2 years ago, and Vaughn Miller, who's, you know, a sack master in college, and, you know, we think he could do the same thing here, and, you know, I feel like I'm just a wild card. You know, people are going to be looking at Elvis and these other guys, and, you know, hopefully I can punch him in the mouth a couple of times. That's my goal, and, you know, once we get, you know, them paying attention to all three of us, that's when it's going to really get fun.
Ron, talk's cheap, but, I mean, people have been talking all offseason about you guys need to add some bodies. Now you have. How good do you think this D-line can be with all these new additions that you guys have and the experience you guys brought in to help what you already have?
I think we could be as good as we want to be, you know. If we tune into what coach is teaching us and technique-wise and, you know, effort-wise and scheme-wise and all those things, if we tune in and lock in, it's no reason why we can't be great, you know. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You know, I see guys that put in the work and things like that. So, you know, I don't see no reason why we can't be great and be considered amongst the elite.
Even though it's early, do you think defense is playing a little faster than it has the last couple of years?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about last year. Last year's last year. This is a whole new year, and we're going to keep it like that.
Robert, all these new bodies, I mean, you guys don't have a whole lot of time to get acquainted. What kind of things you guys need to do to speed up that process with all these new guys coming up, especially on the inside, to work with them?
You know, just tune in, focus, you know. Everybody's got dealt the same cards, you know. So we are going to play it, and we're going to roll with it, and we're going to try to keep getting better and keep working. You know, we're not going to let, you know, excuses. We're not going to make excuses out of anything, you know. If we don't succeed, you know, there's no reason why. And when we succeed, we're going to know why, because we put in the work and, you know, this and everything else.
So what did you have to do to get 91 back?
Oh, just was it really wasn't anything major amongst the team. It's just, you know, a process, and Reebok, you know, joking around with me, I guess. I don't know what they was doing, but, you know, it's done now, and I got the number I wanted, and Irvin got the number we wanted, and it worked out perfectly.
Did you have to write him a check?
Who, Irvin?
Reebok.
Yeah, I did, but it is what it is. Part of the game, I guess. To me, it is, you know, it's a sentimental thing and personal for me, you know. So it is what it is.
You going to be ready to play a game in a week if you need to be?
Oh, yeah. That's the goal, you know. We've been training all offseason, and, you know, and we got a week and some change left, and, you know, we're going to be ready.
What's your comfort level in a 4-3 versus a 3-4?
You know, I always say, you know, it doesn't really make a difference to me. It's just a philosophy, in whether you're attacking or laid back and this, that, and another. And, you know, so 4-3-3-4 is all the same if you're being aggressive.
Are your responsibilities different going from outside linebacker to D-end?
Of course there is, you know. It is a lot of different things, you know, because you got more coverages and stuff, and there's not one play in this playbook that I got to drop back. So everything I'm doing is going forward. So, you know, that's the biggest difference.
Do you like that more, not ever having to go back?
You know, I feel like I can do both. You know, I feel like I can, you know, I could drop back and do the other things. If it was asked for, you know, I would do it. And I feel like if the coaches, they should know that I'm capable of doing it. But, you know, it is what it is. Whatever they ask me to do, I'm going to do.